So when I talked about nymph, flame, gloria, subtle sex, what are the different kinds? Actually, yes, there is basically gross sex or physical sex, and then subtle sex is puja, labha, pratishtha, it is a pride, adoration, distinction. So, can everything be dovetailed in bhakti? There is basically the there's a and a pastime of Prabhupada. There's one devotee, Pankajangripa often tells this pastime, that Janivasa also, that this devotee was doing kirtans, and he was very good kirtanier, playing mridanga and doing kirtans. And then once Prabhupada came to him, and Prabhupada just had come for darshan over there, Prabhupada passed by and says, "Your kirtan is very nice." And for a devotee, this is the ultimate compliment. Spiritual master is complimenting you for your kirtan. He thought that, you know, I've got, let me confess my heart to Srila Prabhupada. He said that, "But Prabhupada, sometimes I feel proud." And then Prabhupada just patted him on the head. "What's wrong with that?" And went away. He said, "What's wrong with that?" Say, pride, isn't a lot wrong with pride? How can we say that? What's wrong with that? So, now the point is, certainly if you read Prabhupada's books, we will know that there is a lot wrong with pride. But the point which is to be stressed is that actually every anartha has to be worked out. It has to be purified. So, and there is a process for purification. And the process for purification is the practice of bhakti. So, when we all need a certain sense of identity, we all want to feel that, yes, I am doing some contribution, I am doing something, I am someone. And we are parts of Krishna. So we are individuals, so in one sense it's natural. So what happens is that if the anartha of pride is there in the heart, and it's not a matter of if, it is there in everyone. It is there in everyone. So that pride will want us, will make us do things through which we will get some fame, through which we will get some honor, through which we will get some praise. Now, if we do something in the devotee community to get that praise, to get that fame, then what is going to happen is we'll be doing some devotional activity. If we don't do that, the desire for fame and prestige will take us to the non-devotee community. And we'll seek a name, position, prestige over there. And to get respect in the non-devotee community, we have to do non-devotional activities. So, the pride itself is not never going to go away just by wishing it away. The pride has to be worked away. So when we do devotional activities, there is a possibility that, you know, I do the devotional activity only for getting name, fame, glory. And then I'm not thinking about Krishna at all. I'm thinking about, you know, how many people are praising me for what I'm doing. So bhakti can be very subtle. Say that, before I was introduced to bhakti, I had a desire to be a public speaker. And then I started practicing bhakti, then I started speaking. And initially when I started speaking, my definition of success of a class was, after the class, how many people come and appreciate. And I would prepare the class thinking, you know, today this person will appreciate, this person will appreciate. And one day I gave a very good class. I thought I gave a very good class. I don't know whether the class was good. I thought it was very well organized, this point, very nicely linked. And I was before giving the class, I was very absorbed. While giving the class, I was very absorbed. But after the class, no one came and appreciated. And then, initially I was feeling very, very disappointed, very frustrated. But then it struck me, actually, you know, while giving the class, I was thinking about Krishna and I was absorbed, I was happy. But after speaking in the class, I'm dissatisfied. So if I compare, relatively speaking, the amount of time I focused on preparing for the class, the amount of time I spoke the class, and the amount of time somebody will praise me for the class, I feel that actually, if all that time I had been thinking about Krishna, I would have been purified, I would have been absorbed. So I just realized, what am I doing? So it's not that I'm free from the desire for praise, but it's just that I realize that from praise, the pleasure that will come is so little. From absorption in Krishna, the pleasure that is going to come is so much greater. Now, if I had not spoken about Krishna only, I would never have gone there, got this realization. So, if we have certain talents, have certain abilities, we need to use them in Krishna's service. Although there is a danger of pride becoming expressed because while doing that service. But the thing is that we sometimes say, if I do this service nicely, I will become proud. We may feel like that. But it is not that by doing that service, we will become proud. Because when we say that by doing this service, we will become proud, that means we are assuming that I am not proud right now. Actually, pride is already there right now. The only thing is, right now, I don't have any reason for expressing my pride. When I do something special, then I have reason to express the pride. So, if I don't do anything special, it is not that I don't have pride. The pride is still there. And then what will happen? Because the pride is there, it will come off in an ugly form as envy. So, if somebody else speaks nicely and another sprays that devotee, he gives such a nice class. You know, he's just a show-off, you know. He wants to show his learning to everyone. So, how do I know? Am I in his heart to know whether he's showing off his learning or not? It's actually, so what has happened? My pride is now coming off as envy towards that person. But so, if we have certain ability, certain talent, we just do a service to Krishna. And if we are doing sadhana bhakti nicely, if we are studying scripture nicely, associating with devotees, then even if there is pride which comes up, we will realize this pride actually, it doesn't give enough satisfaction. It is just not worth it. In the Gopi Gita, it is said that Nija Jana Smaya Dvamsana Smita. That Krishna's smile destroys the pride of his devotees. What does that mean? That means that when we practice bhakti, yes, we may become proud, I am doing such nice bhakti. But through the practice of bhakti, we connect with Krishna also. We see Krishna, we behold Krishna. And now, beholding Krishna's beauty, there is so much joy in that. Feel, what is this pride? You know? What am I getting out of this? Just let me forget it. So it is still always a battle. It's still always a struggle to fight against pride. But the central point of the fighting against pride also is not that just being paranoid about pride and not doing anything. We do our services and try to keep focusing on Krishna again and again. So the cure for pride is not suppression of talent. The cure for pride is purification of intent. I keep doing the service. Initially when I give a class, initially when I sing, I'm looking at how many people are going to praise me, how many people are appreciating. But after some time I realize, okay, I'm speaking about Krishna. Let me focus on Krishna. I'm singing about Krishna. Let me focus on Krishna. And in that way, we become, gradually the desire for pride gets replaced by the desire to connect with Krishna and become absorbed in Krishna. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yes, Mataji. Okay. Okay, last question, then we'll have a break.